The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
The first podcast is a 5 out of 5, baby.
Okay, hi, I'm Tej. Welcome back to the first podcast. I'm here with Lars from Norway and Spino. And today we find...
What the actual fuck was that?
Did you not derail the podcast for 1 second?
Man's just for dying in the intro. Second.
What?
Anyway, as Tress is dying in the corner, today on the first podcast, we're going to find out who is Joe.
Who's Joe?
Yeah, who is Joe? Who are you?
All right, so welcome to the podcast, everyone. This is our new co-host, Joe. Hey, Joe, hello. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. By the way, jokes aside, Mad Car Joe, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah.
So I am a guy from Britain that makes videos on the internet about mainly Pokemon-related things. I've just... general random stuff about competitive Pokemon or Nuzlockes, mainly hardcore Nuzlockes and stuff like that, and I do like a lot of edits and with PNGs and stuff for the videos, and yeah, that's about it. That's literally all I do.
This is perfect because I've like never played Pokemon.
Oh no, I'm missing out.
Tristan here is disgusting. He's the one person here that has never played Pokemon.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm gonna give you guys a little bit of Spaghetto lore. My parents were the type of parents that bought into the satanic panic and thought Pokemon was evil. So they took every game that we had that had Pokemon in it. And before I really got a chance to get into any of the Pokemon games, they destroyed them.
That's wacky.
Including Smash Bros. Like, got rid of all my Smash Bros. Games because it had Pikachu in it.
Well, technically, those have Pokemon in them.
Yeah, you go to hell if you play Smash Bros. You should know that.
Yeah, my mom's like, I don't want you guys having demons enter in your body through Smash Bros. Because there's pocket demons in there through Pokemon. And the four elements of Pokemon are evil and satanic. And it goes back to occultism.
There's more than four elements of Pokemon.
Yeah, but she only knew about the four. Earth, wind, fire.
She found a Avatar the last time.
Oh my god.
Water.
Earth, wind, and fire. Do you know what today is?
The 21st.
Oh yeah.
Night of September.
We're recording this on the 21st of September. Holy cow.
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
What?
You remember that guy who would do those elaborate videos every year and on YouTube? It was just like he would like dance around like a dick just to the tune of September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and he made it more extravagant every year, and then he stopped.
I have no idea what this is.
Okay,
hold on.
Just look up the September videos on YouTube. You'll figure them out at some point. They're worth watching.
It's a song from the 70s.
Now I just want to see the thumbnails.
Yeah, no, but this guy, he did like a yearly elaborate dances to that song. It was a big deal because like people would look forward to it every year, and he did a lot of good work for charity for like disenfranchised individuals and stuff, but then he just gave it up. I don't know. Yeah.
Jesus, 684 million. Fuck. Yeah.
I mean, it's a very well-known song that's been around since the 70s, so
yeah, but he like repopularized it recently by doing those videos. Anyway, this is not really related to the
I know.
But yeah, to cap it all off, like, I also had a shitload of Bakugan because I'm like, okay, maybe I can get away with these.
Yeah.
And my parents took a hammer and smashed them all and lit them on fire in the living room.
Wow.
I was 10.
Just trying to save you from eternal damnation.
Sounds like a McJugger Nuggets video.
It does, yeah.
And then they said, like, this is the reason why your dad is, like, sick and he has, like, horrible pink eye because this one card has, like,
Jesus.
Red pink eyes as well.
Oh,
and then my mom went into, like, forced labor through whooping cough and they're like, also, this is the reason she got sick because you had all these demonic Bakugan toys and now she's in the hospital getting a C-section. And I'm just
Christ.
Like, so, guys, I'm 10 years old.
Did you have to settle for a Beyblade?
And my mom to this day says I attacked her over the toys when in actuality I just blocked her from hitting me in the face.
Okay.
Jesus.
Fuck that. Well, is...
You, Jesus.
So yeah, that's pretty much all my experience with Pokemon.
Ah, very very negative experience.
Yeah, that he got into Pikmin instead.
He did. Yeah. Well, he saw like Pikmin was like a similar name to Pokemon and he thought, "Oh, well, maybe I can play that." It was like
maybe this won't get my mom to literally hit me.
Yeah, Pikmin actually I got away with. They were like, this is like, fine. It's just like
this
Earth.
This is okay.
Funny plant guy. Yeah.
So anyway, so I think TJ has medium familiarity with the Pokemon series. I have deep, shameful familiarity with it.
What's your favorite game then? Just off bat. I'm curious.
I want to say before we move on, sorry everybody for going on that tangent.
What do you mean? Yeah, no, it happens.
Nah, no worries. It happens.
I'm going to go take a sad poop. I'll be right back.
Oh my God. Not even 20 minutes into the podcast.
All right. Well, that
poop already?
I really have to poop, TJ.
We'll
shit.
We'll continue the,
before
we'll continue
the episode.
The please
no,
leave.
I didn't.
We'll continue the show.
I had to pee.
We get it, Tristan. Please, if you have to poop, go.
Just go.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. I'll be right back.
All right. Pokemon.
Pokemon.
I will take a picture.
Okay. Yeah. So,
Jesus.
So this is weird. My favorite one? Okay. So I've played all of the games, and I think I liked. This is going to be a weird pick, but I think I liked what they did with Legends. Probably
Legends,
the most. Yes. And the reason why is okay. So
it's completely
theory,
different to every other one, isn't it?
It is, but here's my theory, like how specifically that was important is because I got the impression that the developers designed the combat system based on the idea that if they were able to start the series over, this is probably how they do it.
That's fair. I feel like if they had more of a budget earlier on, they probably would have done something like that.
Right.
But the problem with Pokemon is, to be fair, they always add in really interesting stuff and then immediately take it out in the next game.
No!
Like Pokemon following you. They added that in Gold Silver, and then took it out immediately. I do get you. If they could, I think they would have done something like that, which would have been honestly pretty sick. Like a free roam Pokemon Platinum, whatever. That'd be ace.
And I just saw what they did with like status effects and just how like the balancing was with everything. And it was interesting because like really low level Pokemon could still be a challenge because weaknesses and type matchups mattered more. And certain statuses that were kind of stupid, they kind of patched up a little bit and changed. And I don't know. It just, I liked what they were trying there. Yeah.
See, that is a Pokemon game I've actually not played, Legends Arceus.
Oh,
which
okay.
I probably should, because I have heard only good things about it, aside from the fact it's like it can be a bit repetitive. Well, aside from that, like, it seems really good.
Sure.
I am much more of a fan of like the older style. You know?
Well, I mean, I feel like the series thrives a bit on repetition because the gameplay loop is still essentially the same way through. Yeah. Every single time.
Catch Pokemon, go to gym, beat gym, catch Pokemon, go to gym. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone says in the chat, by the way, at discord.t1podcast.com that we've been trying to bully you into playing Gens 8 and 9 since you started streaming. What's up with that?
Oh, they do sometimes try to get me to play the new gens because I very much, the latest gen I've played is Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, and I've not been looked even remotely at the newer gens like Gen 8 and 9.
Okay. Do you have a Switch or?
No, I don't have a Switch.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. guys, like, if you're watching his streams, buy him a Switch, then he can play games, you know?
Yeah,
go to his Patreon and
go to the Patreon.
Patreon.com/T1podcast really helps Joe out. Go ahead and check that out.
Check it out. Get the footy numbers tier.
I feel like I warped back in time to a different era when you said that, Lars.
Yeah, but okay. So you're not buying a Switch at a protest, or what's the deal?
No, I just generally don't feel like playing the new games at a minute. I will at some point. I'll play Scarlet and Violet just because it kind of needs to be done. And I guess I'll play Sword and Shield, which actually one of my ideas for a video is to go through every single Pokemon game and just do a hardcore Nuzlocke like back to 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 back back to back, and just then I would play the Sword and Shield and Scarlet Violet and stuff like that.
Okay, because I was going to say, because there's a new video out on a certain channel that is entitled Tauros is the most tragic Pokemon. I just smacked my mic by accident, but oh well. Just to clarify, there's something that you're missing in there that if you play the recent games, you'd know about, which is that Tauros has had some developments lately.
He has had a bit of development. I do mention it in the video very briefly. I think it's like literally the last... like 30 seconds, because I didn't have anywhere to put it in. But yeah, he got some love in the new form, like a water fighting or a fire fighting.
He got like, three new forms actually. Yeah, he got like a
Yeah,
like a fighting new form and then water and then a fire.
Yeah, and like Tauros is one that's kind of had love thrown its way like in various points throughout the generations, but it's never been enough to where it could ever get anywhere close to how good it was originally.
Yeah. You had some theories in there about, I might be butchering this, but Buffalant, I think it was, about a potential evolution there.
That's a classic. That's an absolute classic.
I like that idea. I feel like, I don't know, but is it like an evolution of Tauros at that point?
I feel like it should be. Like,
I guess
it's,
so.
It's a bigger bull. Makes sense for it to be evolved from the smaller original bull.
Is it bigger or is it just like more exotic? I don't know.
I don't know. It looks a bit. It looks slightly bigger.
It looks cool. I think it has that over
it
Tauros.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, it definitely is cooler than Tauros, in my opinion. Buffalant is pretty cool.
PJ, do you know what we're talking about at all?
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. I didn't know that Buffalant wasn't even remotely related to Tauros.
No, it's not. That's the thing, though. It should have. Tauros, essentially. Everyone thought Tauros should have evolved into Buffalant, but it turns out they're just like completely separate. So they're both just like non-evolved Pokemon.
Now, I haven't piped in as much as I would like to, because like I know Lars is very, he knows a lot more about Pokemon than I do, but I do have
I know more than you about Pokemon.
I know,
okay?
But you were like very passionate in the middle of a conversation. I just didn't want to interrupt. But when you're describing like your Nuzlocke idea of playing like all the Pokemon games back to back to back
back to back. Yeah.
I did think in the back of my mind, what if like you did that? I was reminded of that one guy that was able to transfer his Gen 1 Pokemon through each Pokemon game all the way up to Sword and Shield. Like, if you could figure out how to do that, where like you have to bring your Pokemon from Gen 1 all the way to the newest game, like.
It would be a cool idea, to be fair, but I don't think you can do it legitimately. You'd have to do it with like ROM hacks now. I could be wrong, but I think there is a break in the chain at some point where you can't get like a Pokemon from X to Sun and Moon or something like that. It's probably earlier, but you know.
Yeah, I think there was a point where you had to use a ROM hack because there's like a point where you just can't. Yeah, you can't
just
get
fair
past.
Enough.
Well, recently, up until fairly recently, they had it where like 1 and 2 were completely cut off. But then they fixed that for a while, right? Because of the Virtual Console versions, so you could
Pokemon.
Those.
It was I don't know if it was Pokemon Home that did that or not, but
yeah,
that was a good poop.
Oh, thanks, bud.
He's returned.
There's not really a poop Pokemon, but there is a garbage Pokemon, Garbodor.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's Pokemon that might as well be made out of poop. Like
Muk. You got a good old Muk.
Yeah,
he's probably the closest you would get.
Muk. Oh, cool. If you spell it backwards. Okay. Cum.
Yeah. I noticed something.
You really got to bring cum up.
It's literally, if you spell buck backwards, it spells cum.
We're talking about Pokemon right now, Tristan.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
No, I saw something interesting though today where someone posted on the Pokemon subreddit, they posted like normal versions of Pokemon that have a type, and they came up with an idea for Grimer and Muk that they would be based on like a pillow and a mattress. I'm gonna find that.
Ew.
I'm gonna
put it in the chat. Oh no. Okay.
It's not, I mean, it's not as gross as you think it is.
It sounds like it would be.
Lars, I asked you no more pictures, remember?
Is this like the goon Pokemon? The goon Pokemon?
Please, no more pictures.
I know. I'm going to describe it, though, actually, this time.
Okay.
So, just imagine, like, the yellow foam kind of, like, exploding out of a mattress and a pillow.
Okay.
And that was, like, their concept for...
I see what you mean.
That is straight up a pile of semen.
No, it's not.
That's the foam inside your mattress.
No, the other part. That's the little foam inside
your pillow.
Tristan, have you ever had a pillow burst on you, dude? Like
no.
Okay.
He just sleeps on the floor.
Yeah.
I do, actually.
Wait, why? Beds exist.
I'm too poor to get a bed.
That's yeah. There's no way that's true.
Get money and then get a bed.
Yeah. Dear Lord, please get a bed.
It's hard to get money.
Wait, Tristan, you have a $4,000 gaming computer. You don't not have a bed.
I don't have a bed.
Let's not
get started on your vast video game and horror movie collection.
I know. There's no way that you just don't have a bed. What are you talking about?
Do you want me to take my webcam into my bedroom?
Oh, I don't want to see your crusty sheets.
No one wants that ever.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, since we're like...
moving on from that shit.
Since we're talking about different Pokemon, Peridot Jewels in the chat at T1, the Discord for the first podcast.
Jesus.
I don't remember the link. I'm sorry.
Discord.T1podcast.com. Go ahead, DJ.
Discord.T1podcast.com. There we go. Okay. So Peridot asks, can you ask him what he thinks of Diplin?
Of what? Sorry.
Of the Pokemon Diplin.
Diplin?
Diplin.
Yeah, he looks alright.
It's an evolved form of Applin.
Well, I don't remember exactly what it is,
if I went up through all the trouble of evolving a Pokemon and it turned into that, now I'd be a bit disappointed.
Yeah, they kinda
I've got an Apple. Great.
Yeah, the Applin line kinda slaps though in Sword and Shield, to be honest. And they have a Gigantamax form that it's like 200 feet tall and completely changes apple. How they look. Yeah. Looks like a big bell pepper. Like a scary motherfucker.
I'm allergic to bell peppers. We can't talk about them.
You're allergic to bell peppers? Wait,
yes.
Yeah.
You just lied about not having a bed.
No, like this is serious. TJ's known me for a long time. I'm very allergic to bell peppers.
He is, actually.
Like,
how allergic would you say?
It makes my throat swell and makes me experience flu-like symptoms.
He becomes a bell pepper.
Yeah. With, like, seromorphosis or something? What are you talking about?
Then I, like, throw up all over the place, and then like my throat gets like mad, and then I get feverish, and then I die.
Yeah, he just turns red. Yeah. Like a bell pepper.
Well, anyway, so moving on from that. No, I think...
Oh, by the way, Yes. I was gonna shout out Peridot Jules because Peridot was the one that suggested Joe as a guest months ago.
Oh, sound.
I'm really glad we have a new co-host, Joe. It's making me happy.
Oh, yeah, there used to be someone on the show.
Okay, who I think we need to let Joe know that. Yeah, we need to let Joe that we previously had a co-host named Joe, which is kind of like the joke that we've been making the whole time. So
yeah, but.
We previously had a co-host named Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we have Joe Host Co.
What?
Perfect.
What?
Oh, sorry, I'm a little
Joe
bit
host,
dick,
Joe,
dick sucked
Joe
there.
Host Joe.
Yeah, calm down. Okay, so anyway, like I've been trying
down?
To get to
I
for a while
calm.
Now.
I
anyway,
am calm.
Anyway, what I've been Lars, trying to get to
I
for...
told you I am calm.
All right, we're going to beat you if you don't shut up.
All right, Tristan's gone. Okay, so
he's been removed. Yeah,
I've been trying to get this out for a while now. Okay, so the idea with Applin though is that apparently a lot of the dragon types in Pokemon are based on like wordplay, and they have like most of the dragons aren't actually necessarily literal dragons, but they're related to like puns in Japanese culture and stuff. And I forgot what Applin's is.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go look this up. TJ, distract our guest.
Diplin.
Okay. Are there any other Pokemon like from Sword and Shield or Scarlet and Violet that kind of caught your eye? I know you haven't played the games, but because I haven't followed the recent stuff that much either.
I did like some of the Paradox, like, not Paradox, what's the new, I don't know what the new form is called on Scarlet and Violet, I can't remember it, but some of the new forms, like the new Donphan one, her Great Tusk, is pretty cool.
Okay.
And I think actually the starter Pokemon you get are some of the best we've had in a while on Scarlet and Violet. Yeah. Like, especially the Crocodile dude, he's pretty sick.
You were correct about Great Tusk, by the way. The new forms of Donphan are Great Tusk and Iron Treads. I like Iron Treads,
yeah,
actually.
Oh, yeah, he got two of them.
Yeah, he's got the LED eyes and everything. Yeah.
Fuecoco.
Well, Fuecoco is cool because he turns into a ghost.
A ghost. Ooh. Crocodile.
Yeah, it's really cool. And he gets unaware is his hidden ability, which, okay. Yeah, pretty useful for raids. Wait, Joe, that means you probably haven't played a raid yet, have you?
No. I have not experienced a raid yet.
Okay, because that's like the predominant PvE thing, yeah, in Pokemon right now is the raids.
I looked up
they've actually been a lot of fun.
Honestly, like, it's just more like personal preference and time at this point that I haven't played them, but especially Scarlet and Violet, once you get past the original shenanigans with that game's launch, it does seem good, in all things considered.
Yeah, it's terrible technically, and a very good game underneath.
It definitely was a thing when it was released.
Yeah, I remember thinking like it would probably be like a 9 out of 10 if it was technically a lot better, and then it's probably more like objectively like a 5 with how it runs.
Ultimately, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet are comprehensive technical failures. Embarrassing artwork, terrible draw distance, poor performance, mediocre image quality, and a litany of bugs plague this pair of very troubled games. Pokemon fans deserve better.
Unfortunately, that's
and also, the thing that I absolutely can't stand, and Pokemon have been doing this for so long, is not allowing you to fully turn off the EXP share. And now not even allowing you to put the battle mode from switch to set. That is so stupid.
I totally understand that. They did kind of balance it around that in this game, to be fair. Because you're going to be spending a lot of time out exploring and everything, and you're going to take a lot of hits and everything. So it kind of all works out how they did it. But it is weird that they just kind of took that out.
Yeah. Well, for me, like, I'm probably going to do, like, you know, some kind of a Nuzlocke or challenge video. So I'm not really going to be exploring too much aside from the first playthrough.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I just wish I had the option.
Yeah, I wouldn't do a Nuzlocke run the first time because it's just one of those games where it's like Skyrim or whatever, where you just get out to the world and you want to go take a look. But
Yeah.
Where's Tristan, by the way?
I pinged him to try to get him to come back. I hope we didn't, like, actually insult him.
No, he's fine. I'm sure.
I hope because, like, we usually do bits like this. So I don't know how long he's going to be gone for.
By the way, Joe, you've been taking off a little bit recently. We've been noticing what's up?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to mention, like, how do you feel about that? It seems like your meme channel in particular is really starting to slap lately, taking off.
Yeah, it's been going pretty good. It's a very much up and down process of some videos do stupidly well and then some videos, you know, still do well but not as much, and it's been overall really good, especially like reading comments and stuff. There's always so many nice people and that's always fun. But also I've been focusing on another channel, Macarjo Live, which is more, you know, Nuzlocke challenge videos, and that one as well has been really slapping. I've been really happy with how that's going.
Yeah, so just to kind of explain what I said, meme videos, by the way, it's kind of a situation where he'll do like a video we were talking about earlier, where he'll kind of just go over the history of Tauros and competitive play, or he'll talk about like Pokemon that Game Freak has treated poorly in the past, or just like different stuff, and it's all edited very kind of like very meme-y and with lots of like little jokes thrown in and everything, but it's good stuff, and it seems like you're getting a lot of attention.
I appreciate it.
I know that I've heard this somewhere where apparently the metric for success is that you're expected to get at least 10% of your subscriber count in views per video. And you are very, very far ahead of that. Like, significantly far.
Yeah. I've not heard that that metric before. I think it's more when you're a smaller channel smallish, like around my size, it's a lot easier to get more views than you have subscribers. Once you get up to let's say 1 million or something, that's when it becomes starts to become more aligned with maybe 50% of your subscribers will be watching the videos. But then it'll get harder and harder to keep it going.
Yeah, because if you've got 1 million subscribers, it's very unlikely that 1 million people are going to watch every video anyway, though, unless you're like Video Game Donkey at that point. But
yeah.
I'm not jealous that he's a fit.
I'm not jealous either.
But by any objective measure is what I'm saying. So you're doing very well.
It's been really good lately. Yeah.
106,000 views, 88,000 views, 141,000 views. That's incredible. People are really enjoying your stuff.
They seem to. I'm very, very happy about it. I feel very lucky that it's gone as well as it has.
Why do you think they do? What do you think you're doing right?
I think it's mainly, like you mentioned, just the meme aspect of it. And the fact it's just, you get the basic overview of what Tauros did in competitive. And then you're also having it explained with more jokes and stuff and thrown in like that. Mm-hmm. And also I think my editing is a bit different than most other people's.
Yeah.
Not perfect by any means, but I think that does make it a bit more eye-catching.
I have a comparison I could potentially make here, which is that, I don't know if you've ever seen a channel called False Swipe Gaming before.
Oh, I love False Swipe Gaming. Okay. Absolutely slaps those videos.
They're really good, and they're very well put together.
They are really good.
They're not as funny as yours, so it's like...
But his videos are like going to much more detail than I ever could. And that's like kind of the appeal of them.
I know.
I don't think they're really designed to be funny. It's more straight information.
The problem is when he puts that stuff out, it's like an elaborate meal. There's got a lot of technical details to it and everything. But then, I don't know, I watched one of your videos and it's kind of the enjoyable fast food version. I think I prefer it.
That's a really good way to put it. Not even going to lie. That's such a perfect way to describe it. So I could never do a 2-hour video on Landorus Tea and what it did in competitive and why it's so incredibly amazing.
Yeah. Do you think Landorus is ever going to get nerfed?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he has been nerfed in this newest generation. I think he lost a few moves. I can't remember.
I haven't played competitive this generation at all, so I'm not sure. Someone have to fact check us in the audience at some point.
Yeah, I think he did lose a lot of stuff, but my boy Tyranitar, he got the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
Poor guy went all the way to RU, and then I think back to UU, and I think he's still doing bad there.
He got a robot for him, at least.
He did, but I think that was worse. I think a lower tier.
Outside of competitive, I mean, just like it looks cool.
It does look cool, you are correct. Yeah. It does look cool. That is an objective fact.
All right, Spaghetto's back.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I was trying to figure out a way to insert myself into the conversation, but yeah, you two were into it. But yeah, Tristan's been sitting in the corner eating beans, I guess.
Is he watching Cars in a theater?
It's a good movie.
Talking about a meme, dude. It is good, though. Cars 2 is not that great.
Cars 2 was underrated. When I was a kid and watched that shit, I was like, holy fuck, they're killing people.
They do have a kill count in that film. They do have like 15 kill count.
I feel like saying like a movie is underrated because when you were a kid you used to like it is not, that's not, I don't know if that's good evidence that it's a great movie.
It succeeded with its target audience, children.
I guess so. I don't know. I feel
fair
like
point, fair point.
There was a time though when I was a kid, I was like 3 or something, and I would watch Robin Hood, the movie, every day. Literally every day.
Which Robin Hood?
We're talking about the Disney one with foxes and stuff.
For like months. Probably years. Because I was just a kid and I didn't know any better. And that's all I had. So
you didn't have other Disney movies?
I'm talking about like I was like 12. Not like when I was a dumbass little 3-year-old.
Okay. What's You're right. 12-year-olds are super smart. Their brains are fully developed at that point. You got it.
No, I'm just saying when you're 12, you're a little bit more scrutinizing than a fucking 3-year-old.
A little bit, but not much.
I don't think much, I can remember when I was 12. If you threw something with moving pictures on, I would watch that. I'd be like, damn, this ship be slapping.
This guy's like, we just got moving pitches in Europe.
We want them. Dude, if I was a 12-year-old, I'd absolutely be watching every single one of them 3 a.m. challenge videos, and I'm going to lie.
Yeah.
Justin, who do you think invented the moving pictures, Justin?
The Native Americans.
Okay, nope. Yeah, this is the result of homeschooling.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
It actually is.
Wait, were you actually homeschooled?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. I feel bad for him, actually.
To be fair, there could be Pokemon in the public schools. You don't want to risk it.
That's true.
Actually, that is one of my parents' points of homeschooling is they don't want me to be indoctrinated by like teachers and other students.
Yeah, they're gonna teach
about
you about
Pokemon.
They're gonna teach you about Pokemon.
No, just like all things that are evil and demonic, especially evolution. Okay.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Well, evolution in Pokemon is not anything like
that's another
evolution
reason
in real
I wasn't
life.
Allowed to play it. It was because of evolution in Pokemon.
Evolution is more like metamorphosis in actual Pokemon. Like, it's not.
It's more like magic than anything.
Since they use the word
else.
Evolution, it's evil and it's like rooted in Darwinism.
Well, just
because
it has EV
turn me
and
into
L
an
in
atheist.
It doesn't mean it's evil. Like, that
you should have told your parents it's not evolution, it's digivolution.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just sing the Digimon theme at that point.
Just sing the Digimon.
Yeah. You're right there, bud.
Was that your response?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. My throat's really hurting.
It happens.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, Pokemon is evil, but Digimon's okay. I guess.
Very evil.
I can't really contribute a lot to this podcast. I'm sorry, Joe.
No, I think.
Well, no worries.
The safest thing that his parents would probably let him get into would probably be Beyblade, because it's just spitting tops.
Oh, I was going to assume it was like
no evilness there.
Actually,
no. Your parents
Beyblade,
would love that.
My parents would love Beyblade because Moses in the Beyblade universe split the Red Sea with the Beyblade.
Yeah, exactly. it teaches Christian values.
Oh my!
Beyblade was on the side of God.
Yeah, like Beyblade literally is rooted in biblical accuracy.
Exactly.
Right. Can you imagine if Pokemon decided if Game Freak decided to make a Pokemon based on something biblical and how that would piss off so many Christians?
That would be awesome.
I would love that.
Like a little Jesus Pokemon.
I mean,
Pokemon,
we already have God
mean?
Pokemon. We have Arceus. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's this like Pokemon clone type looking game where it's like supposed to be really dark and you can like shoot and kill the Pokemon and like they're eating each other and stuff like that. I just can't remember what it's called.
There's been a fair few of like, you know, edgy Pokemon type things. I can't remember any names off the top of my head.
I got some bad news for you, Tristan, by the way.
Mm.
In the real Pokemon world, they would definitely eat each other too, because they're animals.
Yeah.
Like that would just be a thing.
If you don't watch the early seasons of the anime, I swear to you eat a Magikarp at some point.
He like salivates about imagining a rack of
Magikarp.
Yeah, Magikarp.
Well,
aren't it like in Legends Arceus? You could
It's called it's called Pal World.
Oh,
that's
the one with
that
the
one.
Guns.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon with guns and shit.
But is it in Legends? In Legends Arceus, you could cook different Pokemon dishes like in Breath of the Wild, but like you're eating Magikarp or something or a Slowpoke. Let me look.
Don't remember because I hate cooking mechanics in games and I refuse to use them.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't think.
But cooking simulator is actually a fun game.
Yeah, that's different though because it's based on that. But I hate it when games have like a cooking mechanic or a crafting mechanic. I'm just like, God damn it! Here we go.
Elden Ring.
Yeah.
You could get a curry. It was Sword Shield.
Oh.
And some of the dishes have, you can very plainly see that they were cooking Pokemon, so.
I played the entirety of Elden Ring without using the crafting mechanic, because I just don't like crafting.
Yeah, why would you want to? Go get the sword and do a bigger number, better person at that point.
I just found the biggest sword in the game, and I shoved it up every boss's ass.
Yeah.
And you know what? And it works.
Just don't get hit, right? Just don't get hit.
Yeah,
just
roll better.
When I brought up the idea of like a biblical themed Pokemon, I was thinking of like the girder Conkeldurr line, and if like they added more evolutions to where like the steel bar that he has ends up, he like ends up building a cross, and then the final form is like him being crucified on the steel bars.
Oh, then your parents might like the series.
He died for our sins.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait,
which
Tress,
Pokemon
they,
do you think?
Yeah. What?
Go ahead.
Well, there are
if they make a
that
Jesus
like
Pokemon,
food.
Would, they, would Jesus your parents Pokemon? Finally accept it at that point? If there's like a
no,
Jesus.
They would just be pissed.
Why? It's biblical.
Because
yeah, could have...
it's an occultic thing, taking the Bible and making it into a blasphemy and bastardizing it.
Well, it's technically the other way around, because the Christians took it from the pagans.
What if they like make it very clear that the saint in Pokemon is a bad guy?
Also, which Pokemon do you think would most likely get crucified?
What?
All right, Jess, I'm going to chuck that one up to being sick, and we're going to move on from that very quickly.
Well, no, we're talking about
Pokemon.
No, we're talking about Pokemon rooted in biblical times. Like, which Pokemon would get crucified?
Which Pokemon has the most healing moves?
Yeah.
Which Pokemon had no healing?
Chansey,
wish?
I guess.
Chansey is gonna get crucified.
I can see Chansey up in the cross going like,
yeah, no, actually,
what the fuck?
Tristan asks a question. What do you mean you gave me an answer?
I'm sorry. It's such a funny.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
be too big for the cross and it could probably fall off.
Yeah, that's the Pokemon. Okay, so I thought Chansey was like the egg Pokemon, and it is. Yeah, that's
it is.
So funny. Like, that's so amusing because their feet and their arms wouldn't even reach.
Yeah, exactly.
You need a specially designed cross at that point.
Yeah, you just need like a little lowercase t. Well,
well, Chansey and Jesus have a lot in common, Tristan. Like they both have a pouch in the front of their themselves with like a little egg. So it's like,
always.
Anyway,
you know what? I was thinking of Tears of the Kingdom, like the Zelda game, and how people would just build crosses and they would just put Koroks up on there like they were being crucified. If you've ever seen that meme.
I think I may have seen a few images of it.
Yeah.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
I mean, you give a bunch of players building mechanics, obviously, if they're going to run wild.
Swash stickers, the cross, that's mm-hmm. all going to come like within the first 5 minutes.
The Twin Towers. Yeah.
The Twin Towers will probably be right after that. Auschwitz won't be far behind.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Am I the only one who isn't like super amused by that and just wants to play the game? Like, I get that you can make horribly offensive stuff with blocks, but I don't know. It, like, it doesn't satisfy me at all. I guess because
it's just like
anymore.
The one the internet's gonna
chat
do.
Chat saying that people got crucified in Pokemon in the Gen 5 manga.
Oh, they did. Oh, I saw those pictures out of context in the Gen 5 manga. There's like a part where they just
like they died.
No, they didn't die. They just tied them to crosses.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
I don't know the context.
Good question.
That's really dark for a Pokemon manga.
They crucified the gym leaders?
Why? Well, in some of the early
Pokemon manga... Oh, because they used too many
manga,
super potions during a battle? Or what do you mean?
In some of the early Pokemon manga, they would show like Pokemon dying in battle. Like, I think I remember seeing an Arbok being sliced in half in that manga.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was an episode
one.
Of... one of the spin-offs where like I think Charmander bites another Pokemon and like it starts screaming bloody terror. You guys remember this?
The part of the manga takes place in N's castle, and they Team Plasma, I guess, has captured all of the gym leaders and they just tied them up onto crosses for some reason.
That's really strange.
The manga sometimes goes a bit crazy.
Mm-hmm. So how are they going to work that one in the anime?
They didn't, I think we're past Gen 5 at this point in the anime.
They just skipped over it. Okay.
I'm assuming they didn't want to
The manga kind of, the manga goes off in a different direction than the anime, because I don't even think Ash is in the manga.
To be fair, I don't read it myself.
The manga is just like the game's story, not the anime story.
Got it. Okay. Oh, okay. There's a picture, but that is bizarre. Even okay. Yeah.
It's what pretty the wacky. Fuck?
They actually did crucify the gym leaders in the Pokemon Adventures manga. I wonder why.
To be clear, with they tied them with ropes. They didn't nail them to the crosses.
Well, yeah, I understand that. It's just still strange to see. Like, if you're a child and you're like, "Hey, what is that with the Pokemon manga, Mom? Can you get it
and
for
then
me?"
And she looks at the book and she's like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah. Or like she doesn't open it up because she thinks it's Pokemon. How? Why would this be offensive? And she hands it to the child. The child's like, why are they all dying on the cross like Jesus?
In the name of the Pikachu, the Charizard, the Squirtle, and the Ivysaur. Amen.
I mean, you know, Tristan, to be fair, there's the image of the Arbok getting sliced in half in the manga.
Oh, gosh. That one.
Yeah, by the way, guys, some of these are...
I saw that one.
Yeah, some of these are not like super not safe for work, but I'm not going to include them in the render. Just go ahead and look them up if you want to. Look up Pokemon manga controversial scenes. You'll probably find some stuff.
You'll find a good amount.
The crucifixion scene isn't like it's not safe for work, but I guess it would be offensive to Christians.
It's just dark. I guess. It's just not something you do.
It's really unnecessary.
Yeah, the crucifixion is like a medieval torture way of killing people. It's not you die by suffocation. Yeah,
you do have to look at it from the perspective that this is being made in Japan, and they probably just think it looks cool and not necessarily like
because if you've ever seen
Evangelion, they use a lot of biblical imagery, but the show itself isn't it doesn't really have any biblical themes. They just thought like the image of a crucifixion looks cool, like aesthetic wise.
I gotcha.
Because I don't think a Hideki Anno is Christian, but he just thought the Christian imagery looked cool.
They would do stuff like that. I could have been worse in terms of torturous devices used.
Sorry, I'm really tired.
It is weird that torture devices were ever used in Pokemon.
It's that they didn't put them in a brass ball, so I guess you've got that.
Yeah. Also, the anime has had a couple of like sus moments, like like with James had like breasts at one point, and
that was one of the band episodes.
That was like the best part.
The gun episode.
I have a question.
What?
Yes. Yours.
Do you mind if I bring up a topic that's not Pokemon related so I can contribute a little bit more?
Yeah,
go for it.
I'm sorry. I just don't know a lot about what you guys are talking about.
Well, let me put one caveat on it. Can it not be like controversial killing methods related then?
So we can Iron Maidens.
Hold on. Oh, no Iron Maidens. No brass balls today. Damn.
I don't have the energy to talk over people. So,
not like Gitmo waterboarding, please.
Like you normally do.
Yeah. Drawn and quartered.
Mm-hmm. Pickle torture. None of that. Go ahead.
Well, I was waiting because like I said, I can't really talk over people today.
Yeah, go ahead. You got it.
I was going to tell like one of my funny stories.
Okay.
If that's
interested
okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so hold on.
This is going to die real quick.
He's grabbing his iron lung.
So I'm a public worker and I help manage like public areas and campuses. And there's this statue at work that got spray painted graffiti on it.
Okay.
And the graffiti was bright orange spray paint on the boobs of a statue, making it look like they just have huge areolas.
Oh,
and
very artistic.
It was in the middle of this park, right in front of this huge building full of people. And people kept walking up to me and were like, hey, can you please fix that? Like, can you just take care of that? Like, that's so inappropriate for the children. And I'm like, but you have a dog. And they're like, yeah, but what if a child sees that? And I'm like, it's been called in. And they're like, well, you need to take care of it right now. And I'm like, how do you want me to just like, I don't know how to like clean up spray painted titties off a chrome statue.
Yeah.
So you'd already like hold up to get it fixed. And then you were like, do it quicker.
I guess, but they were just mad. And then I just gave up and I walked away.
Wasn't this an episode of Parks and Recreation or something at some point Wasn't this like a plot error?
I don't know, but someone spray painted the titties of a statue at work, and I got yelled at, and people were mad at me for it.
Honestly, yeah. Lars, you could turn Tristan's life into a sitcom.
I think you could, yeah.
Yeah.
Enough weird shit happens to me where that could be entertaining enough.
I learned a weird... This is very mundane, but this still weirds me out to this day. Okay, so apparently the people in his area, I'm not going to name what area it is, they don't believe in just leaving a pizza at someone's door. They won't do that. Like, if you get food, like delivered with DoorDash or whatever, it's just not an option to have them leave it at the door. You have to give it to them, which is really weird.
I don't think I've ever had food left at my door, to be honest.
It wasn't like, DoorDash. It was a specific pizza place.
Oh, that's a huge thing. Ever since COVID happened, people have been preferring just to get it dropped off at the door.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah, COVID's not... A lot of people in our area don't take COVID seriously. They're all
that's
just
where
like...
That comes from, yeah.
They call it the scamdemic.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I remember when that was all going around. Oh, don't want to wear a mask.
Yeah.
There's still people that are going on about wearing masks, even though we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, it's like...
They're protesting because hospitals prefer if you wear a mask, even though it's optional.
Well, because people are going to die there. It's like an important health
center. It makes sense
center.
In a hospital.
Yeah, no, they're like
screaming
at the... Also,
they wanted them before COVID at the hospital.
They're screaming at the Capitol, saying they want like our governor like lynched and flushed down the toilet because you have to wear masks in hospitals. And they were blasting. We're not going to take it on a giant Bluetooth speaker and marching circles around the Capitol all day while I was at work. And they had like giant cutout cardboards of toilets and like lynched ropes around like the governor's face. And they're like had the cardboard cutouts with his face going into the toilet.
Did they put his head in the toilet and made him into a CBD toilet?
Yes.
But they were doing that ideas. All while they were yelling, we're not going to take it, and like end the mask mandates at hospitals and in general.
They should have just played the Skibidi Toilet song instead with all the toilets.
This was before that.
Oh, man.
By the way,
they missed out.
Real quick aside, in the chat, someone says, in my country, you have to kiss the DoorDash employee to confirm the order. Discord.tmpodcast.com if you want to tune into these episodes live.
In my area, you have to jerk off the DoorDash employee until he finishes.
Oh, God, dude.
Oh, well, obviously.
Yeah, they call it
ding-dong dip. That's how you get the dip.
They call it ding-dong dip.
The nice creamy sauce.
They call it ding-dong.
That's what the tip button is for, you know? The tip.
Just the tip. Exactly.
Yeah, they call it ding-dong ditching.
Why are they... this is like the most 7th grade juvenile humor. Oh, my God.
Wait, Jesus. If you... run away
nope,
is that
stop.
Ding dong ditching
right, stop.
Is it ding
no,
dong
okay,
ditching
okay.
No, that's new sexual topic. Assault at that point
guys remember okay. I was going to talk about the dragon typing, how it's like
okay.
It's got an interesting history.
Okay.
You guys want to learn?
Okay,
Joe, you might be aware of this because you know Pokemon pretty well. So, like, a lot of Pokemon that are classified as dragon types aren't dragons, but they're based on things like Japanese puns and such.
Okay.
And here, I'll give you guys a couple examples of this.
What?
So, with Alolan Exeggutor, for some reason they made him dragon, and people thought that was very strange.
Big old long neck boy.
If you look into it, basically in Japan, they've observed that the coconut tree, the leaves, they really resemble the dragon tree. That's the name for it. So it's like a pun on that Alolan Exeggutor is a dragon type because it's the coconut tree's, quote unquote, the dragon tree. So it's like it's getting creative because there's only so much you can do
like
with
dragons. I
like
how creative that is, to be fair.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It does get lost in translation, though.
It does. But another example
that is... It looks like they were just like, hey, we need a dragon type and a big tree will do.
Yeah, no, but another example that is Ampharos, which is that the Japanese name for that is literally electric current. But the way that it's pronounced, it sounds the same as the word for electric dragon. So that's where that he gets the typing for the Mega.
Oh, wait.
I was like, what? That's not a dragon. I remember the Mega.
I think I'm following Lars. So, like, Electric Dragon is just a vibrating bad dragon dildo.
No, that's not where I was going with that at all.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure they make... Have they started making Pokemon-themed bad dragon stuff? I'm pretty sure there's a market for that.
They have Godzilla-themed ones. Like,
that would be a good marketing venture.
Yeah. But, okay, another example is Altaria. In Japan, I'm going to butcher this. I think it's pronounced Tiltalus. And is a star in the constellation Draco. So they, basically, they find something where they can sneak in a little wordplay with the dragon type, and they make dragon Pokemon out of it. Because there's really only a couple archetypes for dragons in you know, like, fantasy lore. So they, they've just gotten really creative to continue
they have to be, they have to be more creative. Oh, I like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool. There's a lot of other examples, but I won't go over them all. Just, guys, you can Google this if you want.
I see a picture
As well. Sorry, I was saying, as soon as they started talking about dragons, my gecko came out of its little cave and just started staring at me.
That was something I wanted to ask you about. Yeah, it's
that's
videos.
The one in your avatar, right?
So, not to dampen the mood, but the one in my avatar, unfortunately, has passed away.
What did your gecko taste like?
It was a lovely little dish.
Yeah,
but had it with some lettuce on the side.
One of the questions
you made yourself a bad lettuce wrap.
Yeah, exactly.
Really morbid joke.
Took 2 years to mature.
But it's just
One of the questions I wanted to ask was like, what was your gecko's name? The one that's in your videos.
So that one's name was Partha, and she was a leopard gecko. And
oh no,
it was a lovely little thing, but they're nocturnal geckos, so they only really come out at night. And I never got to see too much of her. I think, she was in a few of my videos. I occasionally showed her. And the other gecko that I was on about arriving out when we started talking about dragons, that one's named is Nex. And that's a crested gecko, and she absolutely fucking hates me.
Like, those ones are fucking assholes.
If I go out and try and grab her and try and like bring her out of the enclosure, for one, she will run away and bite the crap out of me. If I do manage to get her out, she will jump from like the height of me. Like, she will jump off my head to the floor below rather than be held. She's an absolute menace.
So she does bite you.
She does bite.
Oh, someone in the chat, by the way, was asking, Tatsugiri is a dragon type. Yeah, that's actually another example of that, because Tatsugiri is designed to look like a koi, and the Japanese legend is that the koi becomes a dragon mythologically. Yeah. So,
is that the one where it climbs up a waterfall and gets to become a dragon?
They actually had a similar idea with Magikarp. Yeah, they kind of reused some of the ideas at some point. But
did you guys know that Mario is in the Donkey Kong games?
No, that's Jumpman. You're thinking of Jumpman, dude.
So no, at the end of Donkey Kong Country 2, there's a leaderboard where there's like Mario, Link, and I think like Sonic shoes in a garbage can.
That's great, Tristan. Where did this come from?
I don't know.
He just likes to derail the conversation.
Why are you bringing it up?
I was thinking about Mario Wonder, and I was excited about it, and then I just thought about Mario.
I am excited for Mario Wonder.
So Lars, I was going to ask about Tatsugiri. Is it also a pun on the dragon roll sushi too? Because I know it's like a line
it
of
very
like,
well might be, yeah, because it's like a little sushi koi
sushi
thing.
Yeah, they have some sushi Pokemon in Scarlet and Violet from
sick.
All right, guys, I have one final question before we wrap up.
Are we wrapping up?
What time we had?
We're just at an hour, so we're doing pretty good, but we can wrap pretty soon.
I'm fine. Whenever, it's all good.
Go ahead, Justin.
Which Pokemon would you take on a date?
Oh, Machamp, because he could hold me in his big, strong arms.
That's true.
I think I would go with Incineroar, because he just seems really chill.
Yeah, you want the big buff cat.
Okay, Mr. Furry.
The big buff cat.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Incineroar is just, like, he looks like a really polite guy.
Yeah, that's what all the furries say. Okay.
Well, who would you go with?
I like
Lars?
His personality.
Remember when Hugbeast and Buzzswole? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would want to get married to Buzzswole.
Because look at that. Because that's Lars's type.
Right. Well, it's a bug type.
Right.
And
Buzzswole is a good choice.
Yeah.
What about you, TJ?
He's got that long snout thing as well. He can do some kinky stuff
around
with that.
In your insides. But no. But I was what I was really thinking was would be important with Buzzswole is you could like fly around with him. You could like destroy the souls of your enemies. Right. I mean, it's useful.
Why I mean, in this
ridiculous scenario, I think it'd be useful.
Yeah, we need to destroy the souls of everyone on this fucking date.
No, okay, but the question I think TJ came up with was, which Pokemon would you eat? And I think mine would be Applin.
Because I was, which Pokemon looks the most tasty? Because there's a lot of food-based Pokemon. Like, you have, like, sushi wads, the apple wads, there's the ice cream Pokemon, like vanilla.
Yeah, Vanillux.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of want some Vanillux. Yeah.
I think I would eat.
Yeah.
Really suck that.
You'd suck a Bill Takes butters.
Yeah. You could also do that if you wanted, yeah.
Yeah. There was theories about like Miltank being the female version of Tauros, but I guess that never really panned out. I hear it's like an unofficial thing with Game Freak, is that they kind of consider them similar in terms of like stats. I could be wrong.
I think it might be. It's most like, you know, bulk out.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff I've said in this episode, someone's going to, in the comments, are going to be like, no, Lars, that's not true. But that's fine. Please leave a comment saying as such.
Welcome to my
comment
section.
Yeah.
Tristan,
someone says,
do you have a favorite Pokemon? Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, I think the Pokemon I would try to eat is Trubbish.
The trash one?
He looks
just to
delicious.
See, just to prove you could.
Okay.
My theory is he's not actually garbage inside of there. He's just got like succulent meat.
No, he's very much garbage.
The gamble at that point.
Yeah, no, he's the garbage Pokemon. That's what he's made of.
It could be a disguise, though.
Yeah, maybe it's a disguise.
I think Tristan would want to eat muck because he loves muck.
Yeah.
Slurping with a straw, though. You could easily get a whole muck down you.
It's like, this tastes pretty familiar.
My favorite Pokemon.
Yum, yum, yum.
My favorite Pokemon is Snorlax.
Oh, because you guys have a lot in common? Because you're always sleeping?
Okay, damn.
Damn. There's some other really mean jokes you could make with Snorlax.
I know, I made the nice joke. They're always sleeping. I was trying not to be a dick.
Okay.
Of course, Jesus, dude.
So what were we going to say before we accidentally interrupted you?
Oh. Well, I was going to mention another comment in the chat, but actually, this one's even better. Fun fact, Game Freak considers Trubbish a cat.
What?
You guys want to explain that one?
Let me look at Trubbish real quick.
Yeah.
How is that a cat?
I was going to say, I've seen a fair few cats in my days.
Yeah, no,
cats like to go in your garbage?
I guess.
Plus.
It kind of has ears a little. I know it's like when you tie the bag up and it has like the little thing sticking out on top.
Yeah. It just looks like a trash bag.
Yeah.
With like garbage spilling out. That's it. I don't see anything cat related.
I'm going on the Pokemon wiki.
Apparently there was an art piece that Game Freak came out with that had cat Pokemon, and I guess they included a Trubbish.
Ooh.
I'll take their word for it.
Okay.
I don't think that necessarily meant...
Trusted, that's... Why did you post that?
Oh, okay.
You just combined two Pokemon together.
Well, is that saying that they're all cats, or is it just that there's a lot of cats Pokemon in that picture? Because there's also a Joltik, and that's not a cat. And there's also the catfish Pokemon, which I guess... Are these just all
this
puns?
This is not a picture podcast.
Is this another situation where it's like all puns? With Game Freak?
I guess
probably.
They like wordplay.
It probably would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's wrap this up, because I don't want to talk about Namish too much. He's right.
Do you want to real quick take any fan questions? Because I know there's some Makarjo fans in here.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you guys got them.
Yeah.
Real quick, chat, throw your questions. Lightning round. Mm-hmm. Q&A.
Real quick. Speak now or forever hold your peace. You will never get to talk to Joe again.
I'm not uploading after this.
This is kind of his first Q&A, so...
Okay, so, hi, Joe. When are you going to give me the $12,000 you owe me? Well, that's all the time we have for today, guys.
Yeah, we're just going to wrap up right here.
Yeah.
You should have known what you signed up for.
what is your least favorite Pokemon? And well, Peridot added an audible here saying, why is it different? Do you have a least favorite Pokemon just in general?
Oh, least favorite Pokemon. That's actually, I can't think of any ones that have really irritated me. It would be like
Magikarp.
No, Magikarp evolves into Gyarados and Gyarados
slaps.
Yeah,
I like Magikarp.
People like Magikarp.
You like the anal beads Pokemon?
People what? Like the jokey
please
Pokemon.
Be more specific on the anal beads Pokemon.
Yeah, there's a lot of anal beads Pokemon.
Isn't Gyarados like the rock snake Pokemon?
Is it like
that's Onix.
Yeah. Never mind. My bad.
Oh, the keychain Klefki. Yeah. No, honestly, probably one of my least favorites would be Bastiodon. That's a shield face Pokemon.
Okay.
Why?
He's just fucking sucks. He's a defensive Pokemon with the worst defensive type. He's got shit stats and he looks dumb.
I think he looks kind of dorky cool. I don't know, but that's obviously your call.
He's a big shield for a face.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if he came up to you in the park, you'd probably make friends with him, though. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I'd be like, hey, what are you doing, shield face?
Fuck you, Bastion.
Go defend your castle, you loser. Yeah.
What is this awkward interaction?
Okay, I do have an answer. I did think of an answer of like what Pokemon I'd probably go on a date with, and it'd probably be one that could speak English. To me, so
like
maybe
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
Meow.
The problem for me is, well, there's a lot of problems with this. With the idea, the whole premise is just flawed. But like Mewtwo gives me like male vibes, and I'm not.
I know who TJ would go on a date with. He would go on a date with Mr. Mime.
No.
Mr. Rhyme.
I mean, I didn't want to give a basic bitch answer like Gardevoir. That's too easy.
Oh, guys, in terms of compatibility with sex and Pokemon,
shut up. Does Ditto count as cheating? Because it can become any Pokemon?
Yeah, why? Because you can turn it into yourself and it can be masturbation at that point? What do you mean?
I would turn Ditto into TJ and fuck him.
Jesus.
You gotta make this awkward.
Wait, no, Ditto can only transform into other Pokemon, right?
Not in the anime.
No, in the anime it can turn into anything. God knows whatever you want it.
Wait, but does it in the anime, it has that flaw where it's like you can see
still
its
has
eyes
its face.
Still, though.
Yeah,
it has the weird face.
I guess Zoroark has a more convincing illusion, I guess.
Yeah, you can have like Mary Elizabeth Winstead's like appearance, but like the Ditto eyes, I don't know, that kind of
hold on just point. Staple a picture of TJ to the body, like there you go.
Well then why
just
do you need Ditto? You have the picture.
Stop making it weird.
Yeah. Oh, someone in the chat says Chatot can technically speak isn't Chatot just mimicking
a bird?
I remember in the anime they try to get Ditto to turn into somebody by giving it a picture. It just turned into the picture of the person and not the person.
That sounds like something the anime would do.
Well, it's trying its best.
Yeah.
he's just right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Trustin is saying he needs to wrap things up. He is pretty sick right now, so we're going to go ahead and do that. And,
What
thanks,
were you
by the way,
Mr.
Joe.
Mime?
Yes?
What were you going to say about Mr. Mime real quick?
Who?
I think someone said they would go on a date with Mr. Mime.
No, Lars, what were you going to say about Mr. Mime before you got interrupted?
Oh, I was going to say, I like the idea of Mr. Rhyme conceptually. It's a really cool name, and I like the pun with like rhyme as in like ice, and he's like an ice type. Yeah.
Okay.
That was it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to know. Yeah. Okay, we can wrap up now.
Also, Mr. Mime definitely, like, he's left with Ash's mom, and he's like the only male there.
Have you seen his fingers? Like, imagine the finger of fucking ass blasting he could do.
No, I always thought like Professor Oak was like sneaking in some time with Delia. Well,
maybe it was like a freeway type thing.
Yeah,
This is
the first dream event of the
Holy okay, shit. Stop. Well, cut that. Like, editors cut. Editors cut. No,
I'm just saying, like, do you notice like how quickly Professor Oak wants Ash to like leave the house and go out in the world so he can be with his mom?
I did notice that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can start wrapping up now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Joe, you have been our first PokeTuber in quite some time, so I really appreciate you taking the time to come on with us. I really appreciate it.
I was very happy to receive the email, or at least I was very happy to see the email about 3 weeks after you sent it, because it got sent to my fucking spam folder for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I was very happy.
It was a problem we've been having with our method of reaching out to guests, where I've been doing mass emails, and I think now Google is starting to think this is spam. So it's like, I'm going to have to change my
strategy. We got to personalize the emails each time now, so, which is fine. Yeah. It's understandable, but yeah.
Yeah, no, anyway. I was happy I saw it eventually. Very happy to come on.
Yeah. Also, Joe, I'm really glad, because I'm the only one here who actually religiously plays Pokemon, so whenever we can have a related guest, that's always great.
That's always good. Anyway, I appreciate it.
Guys, if you've been watching this episode for a while and you really want to help us out, go ahead and buy Joe a Switch so he can play the later games.
Buy me everything. Give me money.
Otherwise, Joe, if people want to check out your stuff.
Give him the Scarlet Violet Mewtwo DLC.
Please give me money so I can buy a bed.
Yeah, that's also.
Yeah, he told me that was false in the DMs, by the way. Anyway, Joe, if people want to check out your stuff, what's the best way to do that?
So, if you want just like the meme, like overview of Pokemon type thing, we've got Mad Card Joe, that's my main channel. And then if you want more Nuzlocks and challenge videos, stuff like that, I head over to Mad Card Joe Live. And twitch.tv/Mad Card Joe. I forgot I stream on there now.
Nice. And if people, just like off the top of your head, literally just offer up, it doesn't have to be like the perfect answer, but just a good example video to watch from one of your channels, what would be just your advice?
One of my Nuzlocks, I would say the Pokemon Hardcore Nuzlocke with just bug types in Pokemon Emerald I did recently was pretty decent video. And then for like the other stuff, meme related channels, probably the Pokemon the Game Freak Hates. I'm really happy with how that one turned out, so I'd say watch that one.
Alright.
There's also always the classic Regigigas one, but that one's only as good as it is because the thumbnail is
Would you say those are
Regigigas
good?
Regigigas in the thumbnail.
Would you say those are good starter videos?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. And I'll go ahead and define it for the audience, by the way. The Nuzlocke is a very special kind of self-imposed Pokemon challenge. Pokemon's pretty easy, especially these days, and so people add a little bit of extra challenge. The premise is you get one Pokemon from each area. If your Pokemon get KO'd, you have to box them and a couple other things. So it's just a way to get like attached to your Pokemon that you catch and everything. And it's a lot of fun.
It's also the way I do it as well. It's called Hardcore Nuzlocke. Two extra things. You can't use items in battle. And you can't overlevel past the next gym leader's ace Pokemon, so it just adds even more difficulty to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, items for suckers anyway. I feel like it.
Yeah, I 100%.
Yeah.
Cringe.
Anyway, Tristan, if you're still awake and people want to check out your channel.
YouTube.com/Spaghetto. Lars and I do daily content, and we've been having a lot of guests on the channel lately, so go check it out. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds good. And TJ, if people want to check out your music,
SoundCloud.com/Teige, TIEGE. That's how you spell it. And I sometimes upload there.
Nice. Anyway, this has been the first podcast. If you've been tuning in and you've been enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube. Check us out on all audio platforms. Patreon.com/T1Podcast if you want bonus episodes of the show, early release privileges, a funny role on the Discord, a patron-only chat, and more. But that's going to do it. I think, TJ, since you let us in, you might want to take us out.
Oh, did we even answer the question? Who is Joe?
wait, guys, hold on. Matt Carr Joe, do you like Breaking Bad?
It's okay. Yeah.
No, we're not doing this.
Oh, well, What's the address from Breaking Bad, Matt Carr Joe?
I don't know what.
That's not how we're gonna end.
What's the address?
This is the most.
What's the address,
outro?
TJ? What's the address?
No. I'm curious. The line, what's the address?
TJ? He does want to know what the address is.
Slugma
I'm
Dick.
Very curious.
It's Slugma Dick.
No,
the guest is literally asking you a question. What's the address? Yeah.
I hate you. It's 308 Negro or White Lane.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.